podcast with Tech Wedwick News Radio. I'm Charlie McGrath, your host. If you're listening and one of the folks who are really were enjoying the Justin TV feed, I tried to work some things out to get this rolling again. So right now we have about 13 people is all on Justin TV. We used to have, when we were running this, up to 100 people a night in there. If you're listening and would like to watch the program, you'll just be seeing me. The reason I'm redoing this now is because I know the folks that own the network, Global Star Communications, who runs a broadcast for Rents, are they're working on a situation where we will be able to do multiple broadcasts. We'll have Skype and potentially have our guests on Skype being broadcast as well as on the regular radio feed. So I'm trying to get this thing worked back out to where you can have the option of watching on Skype or you can have the option of listening on Rents. Either way, we are up and running now. So if you want to join the folks on at the chat room, wideawakenews.com, second tab. Hold on one second here. Hopefully my audio just got better for those of you listening. This was the issue I ran into last time. It jumped the feed between the professional grade microphone I have in front of me and the webcam microphone, which is not professional grade. So hopefully that's up and fixed now, and I will try to be just a tad bit more professional from this way on out. All right, thank you very much, Gary. I appreciate you coming on, doing hour number one, and I was in the middle of running folks to an airport, so I think we had Sterling Allen on again. I'll have to listen to the rebroadcast and see how that was. I know it was a continuation of his program last week. And coming up now, I'm really happy to announce, Karen Tostado again, just doing great things for the program, has lined up Mark Passio for our guest tonight. Now, this is the first time, I don't think it's the first time Mark and I have been on a program together. I think we might have done some United We Strike stuff. He'll refresh my memory here in a minute. But since it's the first time he's on the program, we're going to spend the first maybe couple segments getting the background of Mark. What is his, I guess this is air quotes now, claim to fame? And in a brief nutshell, Mark is kind of like me. He was brought up Catholic, became disillusioned with the Catholic Church, and then this is probably where we parted ways, Mark. But he got involved. I believe it was the Church of Satan. Saw his the error of those ways, got out of it, and is now doing everything he can to expose not only use his life as a testimonial, but trying to expose some of the obvious symbolism that we see in the mainstream now and the occult. So without further ado, let's go ahead and bring on Mark Passio. Mark, thank you very much for joining us tonight. And I will say real quick, I'm going to put the link to your website, What on Earth is Happening. I think it's your website. The title of it is What on Earth is Happening, but in the welcome letter, it's hello and welcome to the official website of Mark Passio. So I'm assuming you control all the content that goes in here. Welcome to the program, Mark.
Charlie, it's great to be here. Thanks so much for having me on your show. And yes, that is my main site, whatonearthishappening.com. And I am the webmaster of that site. I do put all the content that appears on that site up there.
Very good, and I was just perusing through it, and I want to get into some of the topics that are that you have up there, but sure. I want to do it later. I kind of want to give the audience, at least the audience may not have heard from you before, a little bit of a background on who Mark Passio is. So we have about 5-6 minutes before the break, so let's get into it. Who is Mark Passio? And I gave the brief summary. You came up Catholic, and then you were disillusioned, so you went a different path. So why don't you give us that story?
Yeah, I think your setup was right on point and basically tells the story. I grew up in a family that basically didn't really question things and just, it was this is what you're supposed to do. And you don't really ask too many questions about that or ask why. You just go along to get along. And it was a traditional South Philadelphia Italian Catholic upbringing. And I bought into that for a time during my youth, and at the point where I really began to start questioning things and questioning religion specifically, and realizing that I wasn't being told the truth about many different aspects of life, but religion at the forefront, that that kind of skepticism really turned not in a positive direction, as it could have gone. It went in a very different direction than that and turned into a lot of anger and outright hatred. And I sought out the exact polar opposite, the antithesis of organized religion, in the form of trying to find the thing that had all of the trappings of the negative and the opposition to that form of religion. And I discovered Satanism. I discovered Satanism through the works and the writings of Anton LaVey. This is what I would consider organized ideological Satanism. This is very different from what a lot of people consider Satanism to be, and many people have a very incorrect way of viewing the dark occult, thinking that it is more like a religion than an ideology. It's really a way of living in the world more than anything else. You could definitely call it a religion because there are aspects of it that stem from ancient religions, no question of that. But the main thing that people kind of fail to understand about the ideology is that it's really the ideology that's running the world. It's the ideology of the psychopathic ruling class that is basically controlling everything that's going on around us. When people talk about Satanism, it conjures connotations in their mind that are often not accurate regarding what this ideology is about. So I'd like to talk a little bit about some of the tenets of what Satanism really entails, because okay. When you understand that, you'll understand how ingrained, how entrenched this ideology is in everyday life, in the entire culture that we're a part of. And many people do not even know that they themselves are actually subscribers and adherents to this ideology.
Please do.
Sure. Well, I would say that there are four major tenets of the satanic ideology. And you'll notice that I call it an ideology, not a philosophy. I make the very distinct separation between a simple ideology, which is a collection of ideas, and a philosophy. A true philosophy is based in wisdom and truth. So I don't call Satanism a philosophy. It's an ideological way of approaching being in the world, and it's one that is based in extreme imbalance within the psyche. So the tenets of Satanism are: the first and foremost tenet is self-preservation being the highest aspiration. The highest law of living and being is to simply preserve the physical self, and that whatever you need to do to make the physical desires of the being, of the lower self, contented and satiated, is what you should do, regardless of what that means for others, regardless of how much that may hurt others, may keep others in a situation of suffering. That is completely not regarded whatsoever. In other words, the ego is praised above everything else. The pure physical selfish needs of the physical being are held tantamount to every other consideration in life, and the spiritual aspects of the being are basically not looked at hardly at all, and they're not considered as important or anywhere near as important as simply the physical aspects of being.
Hey guys, it's Charlie McGrath with WideAwakeNews.com and WideAwakeNewsRadio. You know, it was 1999 when the Dow Jones first crossed the 10,000 point mark. Back then, our national debt was $6 trillion. You could buy an ounce of gold for around $250 and an ounce of silver for around $5. Now, there's a lot of folks in alternative media and mainstream media asking the question, when are we going to see the next financial crisis? Well, for myself and the folks over at Austin Rarecoin, we believe that time is now. It's called sovereign debt fiat currency crisis. Now let's review 1999, 10,000 points on the Dow, 2012, after trillions of dollars being spent, 13,000 points. We've seen our national debt explode from $6 trillion to nearly $16 trillion. Gold from $250 an ounce to over $1,600 an ounce, and silver from $5 to over $30 an ounce. Gold and silver, that is planet Earth's currency. It has been for 5,000 years. It will be for the next 5,000 years. If you have wealth you're trying to protect, I highly recommend and encourage you to call Gabe Elton and the folks over at Austin Rarecoin, 1-800-552-4109. They support alternative media. They support getting the truth out, so let's support them. Austin Rarecoin, 1-800-552-4109, or visit them online, austincoins.com.
Remember this name, Carnivora. That's CARNIVORA.com. What if I told you that this 100% pure and natural product was delivered directly to the White House at President Reagan's personal request at a time when only the president was able to obtain it? Reagan used this amazing product, Carnivora, successfully. A product derived only from nature that has the intelligence to instinctively attack abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. And the power to actually wake up critical immune cells from dormancy to attack foreign invaders that don't belong in our bodies. Carnivora is now obtainable by anyone who wants to get healthy and stay that way. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY and protect yourself with 17 naturally occurring compounds that will unleash powerful immune defense. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY and get your Carnivora today. Visit Carnivora.com.
Will 2012 bring the Mayan end of world or the global banking collapse? In 2007, one man, Mike Dillard, made five predictions which forecasted the 2008 economic crisis and the pending Eurozone collapse. This week, Mike unleashes three brand new, shocking, must-watch videos with predictions for the coming year. www.thethreevideos.com. Over the past year, Mike Dillard has helped thousands of ordinary people create and recover wealth by tapping into the black box investing strategies the big banks don't want you to know about. www.thethreevideos.com. As the European banking system implodes and governments collapse at breakneck speeds, the next 12 months will be the most anticipated and important months in modern human history. This will make 2008 look like a walk in the park. Everyone will be affected. Go to www.thethreevideos.com now. Learn how to prepare your family and prosper during the global financial collapse.
All right, guys, welcome back to Wide Awake News Radio. I'm Charlie McGrath, your host. Mark Passio is our guest. And, guys, if you're watching on Justin TV, we have about 25 people in there now. Hopefully I have that audio fixed. Somebody drop me a message in chat and let me know if Mark's audio is better now. Again, I was for those of you sitting on JTV, you heard me explain to Mark what was going on there. I have multiple audio outputs that I got to make sure are right so we can run JTV and broadcast to the rinse feed and record for YouTube later on. But hopefully all that set up, I'm running right now. Mark Passio, you were talking about, before we got cut off by the break, you were talking about the tenets of Satanism and how it's not spiritual, it's all physical, it's all about the now. And why don't you, I mean, I think I was cut off before anybody heard it, but I said, you know, you could really take a snapshot of that last few statements you made and turn it over, you know, society in general now. It's all about the now. It's all about, you know, and we see this even in, you know, I've talked about it on the program, even in politics, it seems innocuous, you know, where we're going to pretend that everything's okay because we have this very, very short-term solution. We're never going to look past the horizon. We're never going to look past, you know, the next quarter, maybe the next 6 months. And, you know, we're going to not worry about what's coming down the road. We're going to worry about the here and the now. It certainly seems to be the way society's trained.
It's a me, me, me society, and it's being led further and further down this dark path, this left-hand path that's ultimately going to lead to enslavement and destruction if we don't turn it around in short order. And that's not fear-mongering. That's just, you know, based on laws of nature, and we're going to reap those rewards, quote-unquote, we're going to reap those consequences if we don't really wise up as a species. Satanism is all about just basically elevating the ego to the level of godhood and really attempting to have dominion over other people, not dominion over oneself, not, you know, self-control. It's about controlling others. If you can get an edge up on them through knowledge or through an understanding of how the psyche works, you use that to your benefit and to the other person's detriment because, you know, hey, it's a dog-eat-dog world in this mindset, this satanic mindset. And whatever you can do to basically, again, win out, for there to be winners in this mindset, there have to be losers. So you want to end up being that winner and make everybody else the loser. It's all about conquering. It's all about winning. It's not about cooperation. It's all about competition driven to, you know, the highest extreme, the most dangerous extreme, because that's when society becomes chaotic, when there's everybody is constantly in strife against everyone else. And that's what the word Satan comes from, the concept of opposition and the concept of polarities meeting and creating tension. That's what the word Satan actually means from its original derivation. It means opposer, opposition, adversarial. That's what the word Satan means. So to continue a little bit with the main tenets,
let me jump in real quick because
yes, sure.
Winning, I'm writing down as you're talking here, dog eat dog, winning, competition that isn't fair, I put in notation there,
sure.
Crisis, you know, this is it. This is what we live in. I mean, everything you're describing here, this, you know, it isn't the days of we're going to put any thought into society or into freedom or into self-guidance or self-governance. It's all going to be about winning, getting the most, competition, crisis over and over again. And, I mean, so
there's a reason for this, because Satanists are ultimately in control of all of the institutions of our culture. They're at the highest levels of government, finance, education, military, police, all of it. They're the ones who are actually controlling it. I would say it's not just Satanists, it's other dark occultists, but the satanic ideology is what is ultimately governing these institutions. Whether even the people would make the claim of being a Satanist or not, they are satanic in their ideology. Satanism is an ideology with specific tenets.
Uh-huh.
And if you are an adherent to those tenets, by all definitions, you are a Satanist.
So you
even
could be
if
a
you
dupe.
Would not make that claim, you know, of your own accord.
Right.
Yes.
You could be a dupe. You could be a patsy, and it really, you know, like it or not, believe in it or not. I mean, you know,
right.
I put out a video this afternoon, and I started the video with, there was a great line from a movie, The Greatest Trick the Devil Ever Pulled, was convincing the world he didn't exist.
That's right.
And so, you could be immersed in this culture and, in fact, be a Satanist from your point of view, correct?
And that is because this ideology is largely occulted from people's perceptions. This type of an ideology is very rarely discussed, specifically as an ideology. Some people will look at Satanism as a religion and believe that it has, you know, attributes and characteristics that it really doesn't have when you really get into the institutions of dark occultism and you take a look at what their actual ideological tenets are. It doesn't resemble what people generally in popular culture and popular fiction like Hollywood portray as quote unquote satanic. It's actually something that is quite different. It is selfishness taken to the highest expression. It is not caring about anybody else but yourself. Again, it's this me, me, me ideology that you're living 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And again, that first tenet being self-preservation, constantly in survival mode, always looking to edge the other person out, regardless of what suffering that may bring them or what it may mean for them. The suffering of other people is not considered at all. It's all about just what you can get, and that's it.
Well, you just described the United States of America 2012, and a lot of people make the argument it's been a long time coming, and they would be correct. All right, we're going to be back with Mark Passio, more Wide Awake News Radio. 3.5 minutes, guys, hang tight. And if you're on Justin TV, you'll be hearing Mark and I continue the conversation during the break. Hey guys, it's Charlie McGrath with Wide Awake News Radio and WideAwakeNews.com. In 2007, 26 million Americans were on food stamps. 2012, the numbers exploded to over 46 million people relying on the government to put food on the table. Debt's out of control across the planet, pushing us towards a financial Armageddon. Talk of war seems to fill every newscast. And disasters, both man-made and natural, seem to be on the rise. Can you think of a better time in history than now to be prepared for the unexpected? Guys, I want to introduce you to our new partners in alternative media. BuyEmergencyFoods.com. BuyEmergencyFoods.com offers the best kind of emergency food, Legacy Premium, with the largest variety available in the freeze-dried food industry. Each meal is packed for freshness in an individual nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. The meal is then sealed in a stackable heavy-duty plastic container that's easy to store, easy to transport, and won't be damaged by water or rodents. So if you're worried about food inflation, economic crisis, unemployment, natural disaster, then don't delay. Prepare your family now. Visit our new partners in alternative media, buyemergencyfoods.com. Give them a call at 888-543-7345, or again, visit them at buyemergencyfoods.com.
You're listening to Charlie nationwide and worldwide on the Internet, on the Rents Radio Network.
Are you in debt, having sleepless nights, sick of constant creditor phone calls, want a guaranteed solution? Become a member of DebtorManagementSystems.com and we will take all of your creditor calls. That's right, we'll manage all of your creditor calls. Go to DebtorManagementSystems.com and join up today. Or call 855-332-8782. That's 855-332-8782. Join today and take the stress out of your life. Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't be a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. Here's how. Go to inspectoraudit.com and find out the truth about your loan. Did you know that 78% of the loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with that kind of fraud. Go to inspectoraudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 855-373-4948. And start fighting bank fraud today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to Wide Awake News Radio, the 27th of August. Mark Passio is our guest, and an interesting conversation we were having during the break. Those of you on Justin TV were able to listen in on that. And there's only two segments left. There's no way we're going to get all that we can possibly learn from Mark into that two segments. So we're definitely going to have him back in. Mark, please finish the tenants, and then let's get into a little bit of what we were talking about during the break.
Sure. Well, the second tenet is moral relativism, and you'll see this throughout modern culture as well, specifically in Western society. Moral relativism is the ideology that states that there is actually no objective right and wrong, that right and wrong are relative for every person, and sometimes people call this situational ethics, that, something that I do may be right for some and wrong for some, and right for others and wrong for others, that there's no actual moral essence, that there's no actual inherent morality of what right and wrong are. And this is one of the most dangerous ideologies that one can subscribe to. And yet, if you ask people, if you just did a social experiment and asked people, just walking down the street in any given city in the United States, do you believe in objective morality, in objective right and wrong? And you'd probably have to define the word objective to most people, sadly. But most people will say no. They'll say that morality is relative, and that what's right for some is wrong for others, and what's wrong for some is right for others. And again, this is the slippery slope that leads to all of the usurpation of human rights, because through law, people think that, well, some things can be right for some cultures and in some areas, and then they're wrong for other people to do, or wrong in a different place. You know, a substance can be legal in one location and illegal in another. You could be jailed and caged for doing one thing in one physical geographic location, and just it's fine to do it in another.
Right.
Because all man's laws are based on moral relativity. They're the whims of the ruling class in any given local culture, the local operating system that happens to be running and controlling a specific geographical location, is making up the rules as they see fit.
Is that why do you believe that our founders were so adamant about natural law?
Yes. They were simple deists. They didn't have a specific ideology about what they considered God in a religious connotation. They simply understood that God, in their mind, was the expression of the natural universe. Okay, the expression of creation, the underlying intelligence that that is beneath everything, the entire universal field of consciousness. And that that governing dynamic is arranged according to higher laws. Laws are in operation that actually govern the conduct of human behavior. And it's based, those laws are based on the dynamic of morality between what is right, what actions are rights because they do not cause harm to others, and what actions are not rights because they involve the causing of harm to other beings. And this is what this culture, this society, still has no deep, higher level understanding of, the objective, inherent knowledge of right action versus wrong action. Sadly, that is the case with our culture, and that's why we're going deeper and deeper into a prison-based society, specifically because this ideology of moral relativism has been so entrenched and has taken such a hold over people's minds. It's a delusion. There is definitively objective difference between right and wrong that is not based on man's perception of it, that is not based on our likes, our dislikes, our preferences, or our whims. We need to make it our goal to come into the knowledge of that definitive difference between right and wrong, and that is what the development of conscience actually is. The word conscience comes from the root knowledge. Scio sciere in Latin means to know or to understand, the root word of science, which is in the word conscience, con science. Con means together or with or at, you know, combined.
Right.
So knowledge together, to know together. Common sense, that's what conscience is. It is the common sense knowledge of the difference between right and wrong, which sadly the people of this planet have largely lost and largely fallen away from. They don't have that deep level understanding. They're not in possession of that knowledge. Their mind has been controlled, and that truth about right and wrong has been obscured from their view, has been occulted from them.
Regardless, look, I guarantee you there's people listening right now that are atheists, that are agnostic, that have right. no beliefs whatsoever, that are Christian, that are whatever. And sure. so, but it regardless of where you stand, right, regardless of where you stand with your theology, your ideology, whatever, all you really need to do, I mean, regardless if you think if Mark's right or wrong or whatever, is take a snapshot of the world today and compare it to these tenets Mark, right. or Mark is breaking down for us. This is somebody, as he'll tell us in the next break, that was named a priest in this Church of Satan. And so the tenets that they hold certainly mirror where society's at today, Mark, without a doubt.
Absolutely. You're absolutely correct. The that second tenet is probably the main reason why we're heading into a totalitarian society as a people. When we ignore the laws of creation, when we ignore the laws of morality that ultimately govern our contact, our behavior, we go into chains as a people, as a culture.
It's almost
that's
like
the reason why it's happening.
Yeah, it's almost like precedent law. You know, this is a microcosm, but yet a symptom. You know, when we look at precedent law destroying a constitution, you know, we have unalienable rights based on natural law. But when those can be watered down and covered over and destroyed using precedent law, you get completely away from what the Constitution initially stood for. Again, right where we're at today.
And from there, it's a slippery slope into totalitarian regimes and police states, because the perception can easily be managed from that point forward by the ruling class. And if you can fool people into not understanding the difference between right and wrong, you could ultimately fool them into doing anything.
Right. And you don't have to. I mean, you know, guys, this is the first time Mark and I have ever spoke that I can recall. I think we might have been on a United We Strike weekend together. But you know, listen, you see this regardless of, like I said, regardless of where you stand on your religion, you can see this happening right now. And, you know, you don't have to convince somebody something's right and wrong. You could just befuddle them to the point of they don't know. Like Mark said, you can go, maybe it's illegal in one place to do one thing, but legal here. Confuse the situation to where everything is potentially right or wrong, depending on how it serves the interest of the masters. Right. Then you have a confusion network that is spread across this country, across this planet, and you don't know what you're doing is right or wrong. You just submit.
I would also like to just briefly clarify the word natural, as we're using it in the term natural law, that this word has been so hijacked by mind control techniques through language that people have come to associate it with the concept of Darwinian theory.
Right.
And it is nothing of the sort that we're talking about here. This is higher spiritual law, what I call universal laws of consciousness. That's what we're talking about when we use the phrase natural law.
Yeah, no, I agree, and I think that's a good clarification because, like anything, you know, it's like somebody who's a liberty-loving individual. Now you're a terrorist, you know. So I mean, it's just confusing the language, confusing the lexicon, and making anything that you do to stand up for yourself a terror act. You know, so we see the same thing with natural law. It isn't. I mean, this is what our country was founded on long before Darwinism.
And
have been for years, and it's going to be. Oh, here we go. We're on break. Sorry about that, Mark.
Okay, no problem.
Price.
According to the CDC, the answer is no. A March 2012 report shows foodborne illnesses are on the rise. Guys, we are so lucky to have the folks at SeedsNow.com as sponsors of Wide Awake News Radio. Not only are Chris and the folks at SeedsNow.com offering thousands of non-GMO, non-hybrid, non-Frankenfood seeds that can go out the door today, they're looking into the future as well and offering outstanding values on things such as the Mini Mega Seed Bank with over 48,000 seeds and the Mega Super Survival Seed Kit with over 58,000 seeds. SeedsNow.com is a sponsor of Wide Awake News Radio because they care about alternative media and they care about getting the truth out. So let's support those that support alternative media. And if you go there today and put in the promo code WIDEAWAKE10, you will receive an instant 10% discount on all your orders. So please visit SeedsNow.com and use the promo code WIDEAWAKE10 to receive your discount.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
In 2010, millions became awakened to the reality of chemtrails. These geoengineering programs have broad environmental and human health consequences. Why in the world are they spraying? Is a stunning investigation into one of the agendas associated with chemtrailing and weather control. What are the military uses of chemtrails? Is the public slowly being poisoned? What are the financial market implications of these programs? How does geoengineering fit with Agenda 21? How do chemtrails advance the GMO agenda? For the answers to these and many more critical questions, order Why in the World Are They Spraying? Today at www.whyintheworldarethespraying.com. This powerhouse film will also be premiering and streaming live August the 18th at the three-day event Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference. And visit cbclive2012.com for more details. And by all means, visit whyintheworldarethespraying.com.
Make a promise and take a vow. Trust your feelings, it's easy now. Understand the voice within and feel a change.
Guys, welcome back to Wide Awake News Radio. Charlie McGrath, your host. Mark Passio is our guest tonight. Absolutely fascinating, fascinating stuff. We only got through two tenants, didn't we?
Yeah, I'll give the last two very brief.
Okay, go ahead.
Once you have moral relativism in place, it's a very quick descending staircase to social Darwinism. Because if people believe that there's really no difference between – there's no such thing as actual objective right and wrong, then that means pretty much – the people who have the will to do whatever they want to other people ultimately come out on top of the social strata, and that's what social Darwinism is. It's a theory of social interaction that is based upon the other erroneous theories of Darwin when it came to macrobiological Darwinian evolution. Theories that have been not borne out in the fossil record, not borne out in true science. It is a religious, dogmatic viewpoint in and of itself. Darwin himself didn't believe it with the fervor that many, quote, Darwinists believe in this religion today. He said that it would have to be borne out by many, many transitional species within the fossil record, none of which have ever turned up in the fossil record. So social Darwinism is another flawed ideological way of being in the
world. Well, it's a religion. I don't know how else – I mean, I don't know how else to describe it.
A religion. That's what it is.
As a layman, so, you believe, this is a belief that that you must have faith to accept.
Right.
And you know you're putting something forward as your deity figure. In this case, it would be the evolutionary theory, and you believe
right.
it wholeheartedly.
This is what people believe in who have bought into the false notion of the quote-unquote natural order, that everything eats everything else, and someone is a devourer of life below it, and then it's being devoured by life above it. And that's an endless, unbreakable chain. And this is not the natural order. This is the product in a diseased psyche of the belief in social Darwinism, reflected in one's view of the cosmos, one's view of the actual world of nature that exists all around them. That is not the true natural order. That is a false perception of the natural order based on a completely out of balance psyche and one who has accepted as a religion social Darwinism.
Or moral relativism.
And it's based on moral relativism.
All right, what's number three? I don't mean to push you, but I'm pushing you.
That's three. Social Darwinism is three.
Okay.
Number four is the ultimate expression. Once you have bought into self-preservation being the highest law, moral relativism being true, and ultimately social Darwinism being your pattern for a society, ultimately you go into eugenics as your final tenet. And we know what that is.
Absolutely.
That's the belief system that some people get to decide who gets to live and who must die. That's what eugenics ultimately is. You're now going to control all life. You're going to decide, if you're useful to my agenda, I'll let you live. And if you're not, I'm going to find ways of killing you off and doing away with you from my world, because I'm in control, and that means I get to decide who lives and who dies like a god. And that's ultimately the religion of the ruling elite, of the psychopathic ruling class, the so-called elite. They're not the elite of anything. They're only the elites in their own mind. But that those four tenets comprise their religion, if you want to call it that. It's an ideological way of being in the world, but for all intents and purposes, you could call it a religion.
All right. And give me the four tenets in case people are wanting to write this down to research it for themselves. Go ahead. Give them one to four.
Self-preservation
again.
As the ultimate objective, or the ultimate aspiration.
Got it.
Okay, that's number one. Moral relativism is number two. Social Darwinism is number three. And eugenics is number four.
All right. Now, honestly, Mark, we take the last one, four, and spend three shows on it. But let's not. Let's... we've self-preservation is the ultimate goal, moral relativism, social Darwinism, and eugenics. These are the tenets. Look into it for yourself if you want to see how those four tenets are overlaid on society in general now, not just here in this country, but globally, and how these tenets have been overlaid throughout history. You will find it. You look and you'll find it, without a doubt. Mark, With our last 7 or 8 minutes, I want to end tonight with giving us your story on how you progressed through this Church of Satan, and how you can see the tenets being applied in the United States in summer of 2012.
Sure. Well, again, I simply began with an interest in high school in the ideology of Satanism and devoured all the reading material that I could on it, started getting involved with people who were members of the Church of Satan, also writing to people in other areas who were involved in dark occultism in general, got involved in different occult communities, specifically occult stores, bookstores, and novelty stores in the general area that I'm from. And that led to also, I also was involved in the music scene back then. I had a band. I propagated the philosophy through the music that I made. I propagated I shouldn't say philosophy, the ideology through music that I created. I also propagated the ideology by my own writings. I would write on satanic tenets and ideology, and these would be published in different magazines and fanzines that dealt with these occult topics. This alerted the membership of the Church of Satan to what I was doing, and I actually received kind of a recruitment from them. I did join the organization, but did not really pursue active membership. They saw skills in me and appointed me as one of their priests in this organization when I was in my early 20s.
Mm.
And that came as like a welcome surprise to me back then, because I didn't really know that they were really watching what I was doing. And I guess they saw that I had communication skills and wanted to groom those skills. So I started actually then attending some meetings and rituals of higher level organizations or groups that were working with the Church of Satan and other satanic institutions, such as the Temple of Set and others. And basically, upon meeting with these individuals, I recognized that there were people there. There were people in these organizations, grottos that they call them, okay, mm-hmm. that that's kind of their word for a coven. They don't call it a coven, but a grotto. At the grotto meetings, there would be people that were involved in every single institutional walk of life. You name it. People in at high-level positions of power were often in high-level positions within these satanic hierarchical institutions. You know, they were running the clubs, so to speak, the grottos, and yet they were involved in police. They were involved in military. They were involved in education. They were involved.
Were you startled by the numbers?
Doctors were there. Lawyers.
Mark, were you startled by the numbers of people that were involved in this? I mean, first of all, were there a handful? You know, you were in the Philly area. It's
more than a handful, but I wouldn't go, you know, not into the hundreds or anything like that. Small groupings of people that were there by invite and who they wanted to work with to increase their agenda, their power, and ultimately to groom people to take up into some of these positions.
Sure.
That's what it is. It's an infiltration system, and it is a filtration system. They're infiltrated in every institutional walk of life, as I've said, but they're also looking for people that they can groom to take up and who will be soldiers for their agenda, who will simply, you know, go along and, you know, for money and promises of power, will do their bidding for them, will fall in line in that chain of obedience, in their chain of obedience and command, and ultimately help them to bring this agenda of control and enslavement in. So they're looking to groom people at a bring people up from a level of interaction with the public, and they put them through a psychological filtration system. The things that you would have to answer, you know, just documents to give them a psychological workup on you, a profile. You can actually see them. They're up on my website in my podcast section on the shows that I did on Satanism and Dark Luciferianism. The entire framework, the entire hierarchy is a filtration system that is looking for the psychopaths in society to ultimately bring them up. And they want the most intelligent psychopathic people, and they don't even care whether it's primary psychopathy or secondary. Secondary psychopathy is a condition that one is not born a psychopath, but due to the conditions that they've undergone in their life, their brain chemistry mimics primary psychopathy. And you have to look up psychopathy to understand what I'm talking about here. It's a study in and of itself. We could do an entire show just on what a psychopath actually is and what tendencies and characteristics they have. That's who's ultimately running the show, ladies and gentlemen, people who are actual psychopaths, who have the real condition of primary psychopathy, and they are communicating this through the dynamic of secondary psychopathy. They're giving us their illness indirectly by putting these ideological tenets into our mind through the media, through the education system, and ultimately through this satanic hierarchical network that they're making selections based on psychological workups that they do on people who want to be a part of their organizations, and they're finding the most psychopathic among them to groom up through their ranks.
Unbelievable. I mean, and it makes perfect sense. You know, if you see the occasional emails that get out in these high levels of power, you know, be it the financial or political, and you see their true colors, if you will, coming through, you see that's exactly the kind of, you know, and the people joke about it. You know, only psychopaths would want to be at the high level of politics or the high level of finance, and these kind of killer instincts, it seems to be 100% true. Mark Passio, you know, we're out of time, and Karen's working on trying to get you back onto the schedule as soon as possible, and I'm all for that because I want to hear more of how this satanic church has put people into positions of power and have been for a long time, apparently. What,
Sean, thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it, and anytime you want to have me back, let's do it again.
You got it, Mark. What on Earth is Happening is his website, whatonearthishappening.com. Please visit it, check it out, look at his material. I'll put the link in the chat room. Once again, I'm going to hang out on JTV for just a minute, so if you want to follow me over there, that's great. I'll tell you to enjoy Jeff Rentz because he's coming up next. Have a good night. Peace.
Presentation at 123RENZ.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123RENZ.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123RENZ.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123RENZ.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123RENZ.com.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also check out our ad online at rents.com, RNA drops.
You're listening to the Rents Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at rents.com.